Not those lions. Three lions we can get behind.
And he hoofed it.
There's more pressure being ratcheted up with a loss like that, of course.
Just getting the head boxed off, should that just kind of happen.
For all your Lions coverage this summer, download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.
A reminder that here in OTB Sports, we are broadcasting every game from the British and Irish Lions Tour to South Africa, live on Off the Ball. Lions legend Brian O'Driscoll joined Neil Tracy on commentary for the first test on Saturday, and the two of them are going to be back once again for the second test, coming live this Saturday at 5 o'clock as the Lions look to seal the test series. Our Lions coverage is brought to you in association with Vodafone, lead partner of the British and Irish Lions. Alan Quinlan is with us. Thank you, Quinny.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Very well. We just got all bowed down, I guess, and say Warren Gatland, the greatest coach of the modern age, eh?
Well, he got it right on Saturday, didn't he? Particularly the reaction after halftime. It wasn't pretty. I think if you were looking for open, expansive rugby, you would have been disappointed. Frustrating watch, but he got the job done. And I think tactically, they were a lot better in the second half. Their aerial battle, the kicking game in particular, and their forward pack, they were much more pragmatic, controlled the ball a lot better, and put so much pressure on the South Africans that they wilted and they looked tired in the end.
How much stock do you put in what happened in the first half then when you're sitting down doing your analysis of the game, because it is the first test? As much as the South Africans are undercooked, the Lions, by and large, with the exception of the A game, haven't really been tested either. Is that just a bit of blowing off steam and two sides getting to know each other? And actually, you judged it far more on the second half performance than what happened in the first 40, where the South Africans, certainly territory-wise, were far more dominant.
Yeah, look, they didn't want to make any excuses afterwards, but South Africa looked very tired. They looked like a team who haven't played in a long time. Their preparation was obviously hampered by the game, second Georgia game being called off. COVID, 24 in their squad had COVID. So it's had to have an effect. I think they obviously were full of energy in the first half, and they made it look pretty easy and simple in what they were trying to do, and they were very, very dominant in the collision areas. Their kicking game was really good, and they were in a great position at 12-3 at halftime, and looked like, I think it was a really poor performance. I think the feeling at halftime I would have had was this is big, big trouble for the Lions. They're really sloppy here, and they're second best to everything, and South Africa are not having to overextend themselves or play a lot of rugby to be in this position. And I think it was a brave call after halftime, and they had a kickable penalty, and Alan Wynne-Jones decides to go to the corner right after halftime, and that try was a huge momentum shifter for the Lions. And the Cowan Dickie try, I think that gave them the confidence and belief that if they were direct and more physical themselves, that they could get a result here and keep it pretty simple. And that's what they did very, very well. And I was very surprised with South Africa. Tactically, they were really poor in the second half. And, you know, they'd play two phases and then slow it down and try, the Klerk would try a box kick, or they'd pass out to Billy LaRue and he would try that cross-field kind of up and under. And it didn't work. So South Africa didn't really have any answers when they had to start chasing the game a little bit, and they made a lot of mistakes. I think they will be a lot better for the match. You make the point that they haven't really been tested, the Lions, but bar that South African A game, which we all know was closer to a Springbok side, their match fitness would have been far better than the South Africans. And I think it told in the end, mentally and physically. They looked tired in the second half. But you have to give credit to Warren Gatland, his coaches and his players. The impact off the bench was very good. And they looked like a side that were, even though the scoreline was pretty close, there was only one score in it. And if, you know, Billy LaRue's try is ruled out and Dialinde's try is ruled out, if one of those went in, Springboks probably would have won the game. And It was small margins, but I think, you know, the Lions deserved it for what they did in the second half.
It was fun last week with all that was going on off the pitch with the TMO and the bit of back and forth between Razzie Erasmus and Warren Gatland. The South Africans were very gracious in their post-match interviews around some of the decisions that went against them. It's been interesting over the last 24 hours. I don't know if you spotted this. There was Razzie Erasmus was retweeting some criticism of the referee and some of the decisions from an account by Yako Johan, who had like 17 followers, but had very in-depth analysis of the decisions that went against South Africa. Yako Johan is no more, and Razzie Erasmus has now been tweeting himself in the past few hours pretty much the exact same videos that Yako Johan had, criticizing tackling Cheslin Colby in the air, and also the fact he's dragged up off the ground when he's down injured, and this isn't a good example for children. Is this, firstly, you know, can you understand why they're a bit peeved with the refereeing decisions? And do you expect a bit more of this mind games over the rest of the week from the South Africans?
I do understand why they're upset and frustrated. I think there was... look, they got a couple of penalty decisions in the first half that, you know, you could... The Lions could argue. But certainly all the big calls went in the Lions' favour in the second half. Hamish Watson should have been yellow card for the tackle on Billy Leroux. That was a mistake. I think Billy Leroux being ahead of Mapimpi when he kicked it, it was marginal. I think it was the right call, but there was no clear evidence there. And the first thing the TMO, Marius Jonker, said was, it's not clear. And then in the end, he said, well, he was definitely ahead of the kicker. So he contradicted himself. Colby knocks on from a box kick, which Diolinde scores in the end, and didn't really create a lot. But I think some of those decisions definitely went in the Lions' favour. And, you know, I think what Warren Gatland did last week was perfect. Putting the pressure on Marius Jonker as the South African TMO. The eyes of the world were going to be on him for some of those decisions. And I think he bottled a few of them in the second half. But they do balance themselves out. But there was a few decisions that were questionable. I'm not saying they were wrong, but they were questionable. And I just thought Nick Berry, the referee, he gave all those decisions to the Lions in the second half. But in saying all that, they were the team with the energy. They were the ones who were looks like they were in more control. They completely turned around the energy that they had in the second half compared to the first half. They won a lot of loose ball and, you know, they weren't expansive. They had only two line breaks in the whole game. So it's clean breaks. So South Africa had six. There was just a little bit of individual brilliance and a few open field runs from guys, but it wasn't an expansive game. And I think it was quite attritional. And I think they probably figured that out at halftime. There's no point in trying to move the ball around here because it's too risky. Let's just try and get a win here any way we can, get our noses in front. And I thought it was really impressive after halftime. But there's certainly a few calls there that South Africa would be a bit disappointed with.
Looking at the second test then and potential changes for the Lions, because it obviously wasn't a flawless performance. Ron Nagar was saying on Sky after the game, maybe looking at sort of 9 to 13 as areas that didn't fully function, and Dan Bigger has to go through the HIA process. Elliot Daly didn't have his best game and gave away a couple of important penalties, so there may be changes there. Sam Warburton was saying that he'd bring Toby Faletau in for Jack Conan.
Well, I just think that's... I see that in some of the headlines that's a possibility. Look, he's a brilliant player, Faletau. But I thought Jack Conan throughout this whole tour has been really, really good. He looks super fit. He looks hungry for the ball. And without the ball, he's making his tackles. He's very, very close to all the action all the time. And he's great footwork. So, look, I think it'd be a very harsh call. I thought he was really, really good on Saturday, particularly in that second half. There is an argument to try and bring Farrell back, to get Farrell back in somewhere, because I don't think Elliot Daly played well. It's very difficult for an outside centre, though, when, you know, even the Robbie Henshaw situation the first half, when you saw Lucanu Am shooting out of the line and, you know, stopping him way behind the gain line and smashing him, and then they counter up that and turned him over. it's difficult to play. They're a very hard team to play against, South Africa, and to move the ball. So I just think maybe with Farrell's experience and maybe a little bit of the swagger of getting that penalty, which you just felt he was never going to miss, his experience, he might come into contention. They might move around that midfield situation, put Henshaw to 13, put Farrell at 12, or even bring in Bundiaki or Chris Harris. I just don't think the centre partnership worked as well as maybe we had hoped. Elliot Daly hadn't played at 13 since 2016, so it's a long time for him. And then the pressure you're getting. So I wouldn't make too many changes, to be honest. Why make changes? I know he wants to maybe freshen it up a little bit, but we've been talking about cohesion in this whole tour, and we haven't seen these combinations play too often together. But I suspect Gatland will make one or two calls. I think, you know, we were, from an Irish point of view, disappointed that Tyburn didn't get the start at Blindside. But to be fair, Courtney Laws had a really big, big, big second half, like most of his counterparts. And that Lions pack were very, very impressive. So he might tweak one or two calls, but I don't see too many changes. I think Farrell is probably the one that comes to mind. Ali Price did really well in that second half. I know Conor Murray played really well when he came on and did what he does best. His kicking was really accurate, and they saw out the game. But I wouldn't see too many changes, to be honest. I don't think they're justified. I don't think they're needed, but Warren Gatland may do it.
It's kind of unbelievable what Jack Conan has done on this tour. When you think of the couple of years that he has had with injury, with the amount of depth that Leinster have in the back row, and, you know, whether he was good enough to be in that Leinster back row, never mind the Ireland back row, and now he's starting and performing brilliantly in a Lions test series. Like, geez, it's incredible credit to him for what he has done
incredible.
In bringing the breast out of himself.
I remember chatting to him in Australia a couple of years ago and on the Irish tour in 2018, and I'm a fan of Jack Conan's. I just think there was something missing, that bit of confidence or that bit of aggression or that swagger that you need kind of to play at the top level, that presence. And I remember thinking about a year ago, Jesus, is this guy's career over? You know, he had a couple of dreadful injuries. Max Deegan was on the scene in Leinster, Caelan Doris. You know, where is he going to fit in? How is he going to get back here? Does he need to move on somewhere else? And it just goes to show that if you keep that perseverance in sport, we all love a story of a comeback. And I had a few myself in my career with injuries and stuff like that. And there's a great personal feeling when you come back from injuries and you start achieving things. And, you know, he should be very proud of himself. I think, you know, no matter what happens in the rest of this tour, I think it's been sensational from him to go from not being involved with Leinster and kind of being out of the picture to, you know, playing so well against England and Dublin, and just showing his ability and that talent that he has, getting onto a Lions tour and then starting the first test and being very, very prominent in that test. So it's an incredible story. And being the main man singing the song in the dressing room afterwards, which is, you know, it's lovely. That's why you do it. And they won't care, Nathan. I think at the end of the day, we're all, you know, I was a bit disappointed with the game. I wasn't surprised, but I really hoped that we'd see some expansive rugby and excitement and relentless pressure and, you know, multi-phase scenarios. We were getting 2-3 phases. It was either a kick, a knock-on, or the game was just stop-start. I think it was about 60 minutes that second half. So it was just, it was a hard watch, but it was attritional. There's no doubt about it. And like I say, you know, you win the first test. The pressure is all back on the Springboks now for this Saturday. I think they will respond. You know, they will have fire in the belly and they will come out fighting. But I just don't know if it's in their legs. I'd be really concerned now by what I saw in that second half on Saturday. Let's wait and see.
Yeah, a lot to look forward to. Great stuff, Quinny.
Cheers. Thanks, Nathan.
Nah, not those Lions. Three Lions we can get behind.
And he hoofed it.
There's more pressure being ratcheted up with a loss like that, of course.
Just getting head boxed off, that just kind of happened.
For all your Lions coverage this summer, download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Quickstart car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetSetGo.ie.